بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. خدایا خدایا تا انقلاب مهدی از نهضت خمینی محافظت بفرما، خامنه‌ای رهبر به لطف خود نگهدار، آمین یا رب العالمین. اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجهم. Lessons from Karbala, Part 1 of 40. We are blessed that Allah has granted us the awareness of the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala and has enabled us to remember him and his family through Azadari during these days. It is critical that we understand why Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed himself and his whole family. There are countless lessons we can derive from the events in Karbala, and over the next 40 parts, we will focus on 40 of these lessons. One of the key lessons that we can learn from Karbala is that we should not follow the majority blindly. There were just 72 people with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and tens of thousands with Yazid Lanatullah alayhi. Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions proved that decisions about right and wrong cannot be made on the basis of what everyone else is doing. Today, many of us living in North America suffer from severe inferiority complex. We consciously and unconsciously try to follow those around us in every aspect and want to be like them rather than spreading our religion to them. We are very focused on our children speaking English with an American or Canadian accent, on them learning French, on us knowing all about the latest movies, TV shows, and musical albums. We take pride in our children being born here, on holding the passports, and on the length of our stay in North America. We watch movies and TV shows with our families that promote and glorify Gunah-e-Kabira. And the worst part is that we do not even realize that we are doing something wrong, as people all around us seem to be doing the same, and it has become a social norm and a status symbol. Our inferiority complex is getting us to a point where, God forbid, our generations will be unrecognizable from others in future. Even the very basic pillar of Islam, Salat, is something that we take extremely lightly and do not perform it ourselves and do not encourage our children to perform it either. Beware of the Day of Judgment, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam might ask us, "Is this why I sacrificed my family? Do you remember that I took out the spear from my own son's heart? Do you remember that my six-month-old baby was murdered in my hands? Do you remember that I picked up the hands of my brother and the body of my beloved nephew? Did I go through all of this so that my followers would be so impressed by the society that they live in that they will forget the difference between right and wrong? That they will not even feel that there is something they need to change? What can we do? This Muharram, we can begin the process of reform and change. We can get ourselves out of this mental slavery and realize that the gift that we have is much better than what is fascinating us and making us blind to the truth, reality, and purpose of life. We can start by promising our Imam alayhi salam that we will not miss Salat from today onwards and that we will ensure that our family also offers it. In addition to offering Salat, we will start reviewing ourselves and our houses and will start removing haram from our words, actions, houses, and families. The love of our Imam alayhi salam should be reflected in our actions and not just in our words and tears. O Hussein alayhi salam, I salute your courage. I salute your sacrifice. I salute your family and companions. And I promise you that I will not forget what you did to preserve Islam for me and my family. I seek your help in reforming my soul during this Muharram. I am sinful, but you are Kareem ibn Kareem. I come to you as Hur alayhi salam. O my Imam alayhi salam, please embrace me.